Youth Radio Alt Reality, explore the world, explore yourself.
Hallo meine Leute,
my name is Jaime Lubke. I'm a German, but most of my life I've lived in Mexico. So, yeah, just so you have a little bit of point of reference from what I'm coming from. Because today I want to speak a little bit about what I've seen here in Latvia and what's the impression I got from being here this past month and a half. So, when I first arrived to Latvia, it was freezing cold. It was snowing, and this was the first time in my life that I've seen snow that hard. Just like almost a storm for me, because where I live is mostly 40 degrees, and coming here to minus 10 degrees, it was a really big shock, a cultural weather shock, as you may. Also, another cultural difference was for me coming to my apartment. It was the first time that I've been in one of these kinds of apartments, like Eastern European kind of apartments. And I'm used to living in a house, and coming to this apartment was really different. It was good for me because it's 5 stairs that I have to climb every day, and it's good workout, good fitness. I think another big shock is the language. Most of the people here speaking Latvian and a little bit of Russian, and for me it was totally different to the kind of language that I have. I can speak English, Spanish, and German, but reading Cyrillic or just trying to understand Latvian was really hard for me. But it's the best thing about doing a volunteering. It's this culture shock, going out of your comfort zone to places that you have nothing in common with, and it helps you a lot growing up as a person. For me, what this volunteer did was reaffirm my love for languages. Just seeing how much different the language is from your own, it gives you another perspective on the world. And you can use that perspective to mold yourself, to build yourself and be better as a person. What this volunteering also does to you is you start to see people as people. I don't know if I can make myself clear, but for example, you're here in Latvia. Something bad happens in, let's say, Brazil. And you hear the news, blah, 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 bad happened in Brazil. And you just say, yeah, I don't care about those things, it's on the other side of the world. You don't empathize with people. And if you've been in volunteering in Brazil, those news make you think more. It makes you realize, oh, that bad thing happened there. I care about those people that I've worked with. And it makes you think of ways to maybe help them, to maybe raise awareness in your community about what's happening there. And volunteering also helps you be grateful for what you have. It makes you think of the good things that you have. For example, we went to many orphan houses, many places of disabled people and people of the third age, and that made me realize I have had a good childhood, I have had a good home. I don't suffer from things that other people have to suffer with, and all this helping makes me realize that I have a power to help the people that need helping. I love doing this volunteering because not only you travel to places, but you are also helping people that sometimes don't get the help, or they just need a little bit of escape from what they are going through. For example, now that we did all the Chinese theater with the dragons, I saw the smile of all the people, all the children, all the disabled people, all the old people. And that warms your heart in ways that no other activities can do. And I would love to give a huge thanks to Mandarin Land. They gave me this opportunity to travel through all Latvia, not just staying in Riga like a lot of volunteers sometimes do. You just stay in the city where you're doing the volunteering. But I had the opportunity to travel through all Latvia. This is one of a kind opportunity that I wish I can come back to. And I would recommend all of you that are listening to follow Mandarin Land in all of their platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Do they have YouTube? Maybe they do. So you have to check all of that. If you want an opportunity like this to travel and help and make friends, make a lot of friends. Also, thank you for our sponsors, Magic Spoon, the best... No, just kidding. but yeah, why should you volunteer? Well, we live in a world with a lot of problems, and sometimes you feel like you cannot do anything to better shape our future. But volunteering is a good way to change that mentality. Because in volunteering, you can see all the good things you're doing in actual time. You can see the smile of the people that you are helping. And volunteering leaves you with a feeling of easiness, of I did something good, and maybe this good won't come back to me, but that good stayed with the people that I helped. That's the reason I would advise you to volunteer whenever you have the power, the time, the money. Any kinds of volunteering helps. But the best one is actually being in the place you're helping.